朋友们大家好
Hello friends
Welcome to Spiritual 外卖
欢迎来到属灵外卖
Delivering the spiritual food to you wherever you are
无论你在何处我们为你速递属天灵粮
This spiritual Waimai is a part of a series entitled Mission Accomplished, the mission of Jesus Christ, as told by Matthew, and now lived out by you and me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.The intensity of the last days of Jesus' life comes to an abrupt halt as Jesus is laid in a tomb. The sun sets, the Sabbath begins. Some of Jesus' disciples have scattered. Some have remained as near to their Lord as they possibly can. Joseph laid Jesus' body in his own tomb. The women followed to see where he was finally laid and sat nearby. But then, as devout Jews,The time of Sabbath rest began, and nothing more could be done but wait. If you've ever been through an intense situation where your body, mind, and spirit were pressed to the extreme, doing nothing causes great tension. By nature, we are doers. When faced with a challenge, we want to fix something, make it better, find a new way, or at least absolutely beg someone to do something. On this Sabbath day of Holy rest. How did Jesus' followers occupy themselves in this tension of waiting? In prayer? Fasting? Weeping? In fear of authorities hunting them down? We have no record of what they did during these quiet hours of waiting. But as soon as the sun rose on the first day of the week, his followers sprang into action.Women compelled by love and faith. The brave and devoted women were ready to take on the Roman soldiers, and somehow, they weren't sure how, move a very large stone, gaining access to their Lord's body so they might properly anoint it for burial. Matthew records the names of two women, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, but the other gospel writers include Salome and Joanna,in this daring company of women, willing to risk association with the condemned Jesus and stare down the Roman military. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 3. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise,They were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" They had no idea how they were going to roll away the stone. They had no battle plan to face off with the soldiers guarding the tomb. They made no preparation in case of being questioned by the authorities about their involvement with Jesus. All they had was faith.And loving devotion to their Lord. They didn't wait for more favorable conditions to go. As soon as the sun rose, they made straight for the tomb, undaunted by any barriers or risks. Their determined faith and devotion were well rewarded as they approached the tomb. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 7. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified.He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." any concerns the women might have had about moving that stone turned out to be a completely moot point, as a powerful angel moved the stone to give them access to the empty tomb. I don't think he rolled away the stone so Jesus could get out. He rolled it away so the women could get in, see for themselves, and believe. As you follow Jesus, are you facing any overwhelming barriers or risks? Will you keep moving forward in faith despite what might be blocking your path? As you move forward, you might be surprised to see the stones already rolled away and a great reward awaiting you for your persistent faith. An angel convo. While the women came in courage, the powerful and well-trained soldiers fainted in fear of the mighty angel. The women, though they were afraid, received instructions from that mighty warrior of heaven. The angel made five statements to these proven followers of Christ. Do not be afraid. This is the standard angel greeting. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. These women must have been famous in heaven for their noble mission. This mighty heavenly warrior that struck fear in the heart of the Roman soldiers acknowledged their determination to anoint the body of their Lord. He knew they were on a mission. He is not here. He is risen. This is the first pronouncement on earth of the victory of Jesus. Angels announced his birth to shepherds, and now his resurrection is announced to the women. Come and see. At the birth of Christ, the shepherds were invited to go and see the newborn Jesus. Now the women who had come to bravely anoint his body were invited into the empty tomb to see for themselves that he was not there. Maybe the angel was aware of their determination, and if he didn't allow them to see the empty tomb, they might have challenged him so they could complete their mission. Go quickly and tell his disciples. The women were now charged with a new mission, the first call to evangelism. They were to carry the glorious proclamation of the resurrection to the world. Why did this honor not go to the disciples closest to Jesus? We do not know. Maybe it was simply because they were not the ones who went to the tomb. The ones who show up get to participate in the great mission of God. If you don't show up, it's hard to receive an invitation to participate in God's exciting move in the world. These ladies were rewarded for showing up. They got to tell the disciples the awesome news. Receiving their greatest desire and responding in worship. But before the women made it back to tell the disciples, they were given an even greater reward. Their heart's desire was met. They had originally come to the tomb to attend to the dead body of Jesus. Their mission was about to be accomplished, but in a way they had not expected. Matthew chapter 28, verses 8 to 10. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." With mixed emotions, the women began to run to find the disciples, but suddenly their path was blocked with a cheerful greeting. In the presence of the risen and glorified Jesus Christ, all they could do was fall at his feet and worship him. No words, just face to the ground worship. The victorious Savior of the world greeted these noble, devoted, obedient, brave women, and they fell at his feet. Worship is our first response to the risen King Jesus. When we see Jesus as the one who is victorious over death, sin, and the devil, we forget ourselves and our mission, running to see the disciples. We stop everything, and in holy fear and in reverence, we bow down before him. In this position of submission, he lifts us up and commissions us with his glorious mission. Go and tell. A joyful proclamation, not exactly well received. The women implicitly followed orders. They went directly to the disciples. I can imagine they were full of joy and the power of the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, the disciples didn't believe these women. Luke records the next part of the story, and we see the desperation and longing in the heart of Peter. Luke chapter 24, verses 9 to 12. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. God knows that sometimes we need to see with our own eyes before we believe. If that is the case with you, don't just watch from a distance, questioning another person's personal experience with Jesus. If what they share with you seems like nonsense, go and see for yourself. How can your faith increase? Run to Jesus. The defeat of Satan and his only recourse. In the meantime, the soldiers, who had fainted with fear, woke up and realized that not just their jobs, but also their lives were in danger. They had been charged with one responsibility: guard that tomb. They completely and utterly failed. The punishment could have been their death. They cunningly went to the religious leaders, not their own Roman supervisor, to let them know what had gone wrong. Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 to 15. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say the disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. The religious leaders are now confronted with the truth. Jesus rose from the dead as he said he would. He is the Son of God. Their unbelievable and tragic response was not to refute the facts. They could have sent out a search for the body to try and prove themselves correct, but to just cover up the truth. They simultaneously rejected the obvious truth and blocked others from the truth. This is the work of the devil. Satan knows full well the truth. He and all of the demons of hell know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They also know that they have been defeated on the cross. The only tactic the devil has to fight back and secure his position is to block the truth, lie, lure with temptation, and attack with intimidation. The religious leaders commit to all four of these devious tactics when dealing with the Roman soldiers. Block people from knowing the truth. "You are to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep." Lure with temptation. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money. Attack with intimidation. "If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." Lie. The false story was widely circulated. The devil and the religious leaders knew that they would have been utterly defeated if people got wind of the truth of the resurrection. The resurrection is the great victory of Jesus Christ over sin, death, and the devil. The resurrection destroyed the high position of authority Satan had in the world. The resurrection also nullifies the power of the law to condemn, which was a great blow to the religious leaders who depended on the power of the law to support their high position in the world. What does the resurrection mean for us today? The resurrection of Christ transformed the world forever. God's plan for redemption was completed as the debt for sin was paid, death was overcome, and Satan was defeated. Jesus was the first one to be resurrected, but all those who are forgiven by his blood will someday follow him in resurrection. In the meantime, we are forgiven and are able to overcome the power of sin in our lives because of the resurrection. Plus, our enemy, the devil, has been defeated. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 57. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with the immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Thanks for having some spiritual Waimai with us.
感谢你今天属灵外卖。
We hope that you liked it and that it fed your soul.
希望你喜欢，灵里满足。
And we hope you come back for some more.
期待你再次回来。
We love ya.
我们爱你哦。